Welcome to the Balanced Minder podcast, where in this season we explore the benefits of mindful movement for your health and happiness. I'm your host, Leanne Simpson, and I'm here to share with you our children's book, Welcoming Gym. Whether you are a kid or an adult, let's explore some mindful posture and breathing through a fun and colourful story of a panda who makes new friends by sharing his passion for Tai Chi. In this season, we are welcoming Jing through mindful quiet time. I'll also share some tips and exercises to practice at home or in the classroom to help you start welcoming Jing or serenity into your life. Welcome to episode one of our four-part series. As we enjoy some quiet time, as I read to you the first section of the book and finish with some relaxing mindful breathing. Let's get started. And if you're following along with your copy of the illustrated Welcoming Gym book, turn the page when you hear this sound. It all started at dawn. There were murmurings around the zoo. A new animal had arrived, and it was something very different from anything that had lived there before. He was very quiet, and all the other animals were very interested in him. Jing the panda had just moved into the zoo. Rose the possum and Vinny the platypus arrived at the fence. They'd been watching over the happenings in the new pen for days. "I can't believe how long that panda can stand in one place. He's been like that for hours," said Vinny. "I wonder what he's doing." "Maybe we should ask the panda," said Rose. Vinny nodded. Rose always had great ideas, but Vinny knew it would be up to him to talk to Jing. Rose was a little shy. Vinny was so lucky having her as a friend. "Hey, panda, Jing, what are you doing?" yelled Vinny very politely. The panda looked up and simply replied, "Posture of infinity." Vinny whispered to Rose, "What's infinity mean?" "Infinity means going on forever," explained Rose. "Let's both give it a go," said Vinny. Rose unwound her tail and gently fell to the ground, landing on her feet. Jing's feet are shoulder width apart and firmly planted on the ground. "Look how upright and tall he stands as he looks straight ahead," noted Rose. "And check out his knees. They're slightly bent." "Wow, we're in posture of infinity," they giggled together. Looking straight ahead, standing tall, arms by side, feet shoulder width apart, and knees slightly bent. "Are we at infinity yet?" asked Vinny. "Not yet," replied Rose, shaking her head. Sometime later, Rose whispered, "How about a bit of a rest? We can practice at home." "See you, Jing," they shouted and waved. Jing smiled. This is the end of section one. Let's look at posture of infinity, body scanning, and belly breathing. Posture of infinity, the ability to have good posture with help should be healthy and calm. Whether you're standing, seated, or lying down, let's do a body scan. Starting at posture of infinity. Feet shoulder width apart, so they're in line with our hips. Knees slightly bent. This means soft, not locked, or full of tension. Arms by your side, again soft so they're not locked or holding tension. Stand or feel tall. This can be easier with your shoulders back and down. Look straight ahead. Feel confident and sure of yourself. This may all take a bit of practice. That's okay, a little each day will take the stress away. Let's do the body scan again. The feet, shoulder width apart, so they're in line with our hips. Knees slightly bent. This means soft, not locked or full of tension. Arms by your side. Again soft, so they're not locked or holding tension. Stand or feel tall. This can be easier with your shoulders back and down. Look straight ahead and feel confident and sure of yourself. Well done. It's time to congratulate yourself for having a go. Whether it's hearing the words or finding Posture Infinity, it's all good work. Time to have a go at belly breathing. Once again, you can stand, sit, or lie down. Place yourself into Posture of Infinity, the best that you can do, and this time, place your hands about 3 finger widths below your belly button. Do a check to see if you're feeling tall with your shoulders back and down. Now breathe in slowly through your nose, allowing your chest to rise and your lower belly to fill. You should feel a gentle movement under your hands. Now breathe out slowly through your mouth or your nose if that feels more natural. Your belly and chest will empty. A great way to practice is to repeat the pattern 3 times. Let's do it together. Feel, breathe slowly through your nose, allowing your chest to rise, your lower belly to fill. You'll feel a gentle movement under your hands. Empty, breathe out slowly through your mouth or your nose, if it feels more natural. Your belly and chest will empty. Fill. Empty. Fill. Empty. Now let your breath take its own rhythm. Now it's time for a body scan to check your Posture of Infinity. Keep breathing in the serenity, that's Jing, as you start at your feet, your knees, your arms, being tall, relaxed shoulders, looking straight ahead. Return to focusing on your belly breathing. Fill and empty in your own time. Tell yourself, excellent work. Say this out loud. It's even more excellent. Excellent work. Let's have a go. Excellent work. You could insert a smiley face there. You may wish to continue with this belly breathing and body scanning sequence. Enjoy. In this season, we are welcoming Jing through Mindful Quiet Time. And if you'd like to try some active mindfulness, keep a lookout for our next season out real soon. You've been listening to Balanced Minder podcast. I'm your host, Leanne Simpson. And if you'd like to know more about us or our little book, please check out our website. All the W's, balancedminder.com.au, or our social media, or your search engine. Give it a try. Until next time, breathe, smile, watch, and the world breathes. Time Out Tai Chi Welcoming Dream is written by Leanne Simpson, with illustrations created by Bonnie Hazel Simpson.